Joining me on this week's Otscast Extra, I'm with Hannah Feldman, community fundraiser for Restore. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
So what is Restore?
Restore is an Oxfordshire mental health service. We support people with severe mental health problems to recover and when they're ready to get back into work. We started in about 1977 and we started at Littlemore Mental Health Hospital. A psychiatrist there, Dr. Peter Agolnik, was working together with Lord Michael Young, who's quite well known for, he set up the Labour Manifesto and Open University and a whole host of other really impressive social enterprises at the time. Although they were happy with the care that patients were receiving at the hospital, they felt that people there had so many wonderful skills and attributes that they weren't being utilised very well. And they also weren't given much help to get back into community life once they'd left the hospital. So they decided to set up a vegetable patch there where the patients would start growing fruit and vegetables and they sold it to the community. And since then, it's just grown and grown and grown. We've now got 6 sites across Oxfordshire where people can do gardening, woodwork, craft and build up their skills and confidence. And then we also give one-to-one support to help people to get into employment when they're ready to.
Wow, that's brilliant. So is it mainly sort of practical work or do you branch out to any other sort of professions, I guess?
Well, the recovery groups themselves, people can choose the task that they do. We have a beautiful gardens on each of our sites, a kitchen, so people can cook meals for the whole group. We have a woodwork specialist and woodwork shops there and craft rooms. So it's mainly practical tasks and it's in a kind of work-like setting that people do these tasks. So if you can't come in one day, you call up and explain your absence in the same way as you would in a normal day's work.
Yeah.
And you have to do the less exciting jobs like cleaning the toilets as well as the more fun jobs, but it's all about kind of doing practical, meaningful tasks that all contribute back to the charity because everything they make is sold to make profits for the charity. And in that sense, people are getting, of course, I'm sure most people who've done gardening or woodwork would feel the therapeutic benefits of it. But on top of that, it's getting this structure and work-like structure and experience and also the value of seeing what they've made sold and seeing themselves build these skills really increases people's confidence and their well-being.
Yeah.
So lots of benefits towards doing it.
That's brilliant. So do you have a shop that you sell all these products in then?
Yeah, each of the sites has their own shop. So we've got a site in Didcot, one in Banbury, one at Littlemore Mental Health Centre, one on Cowley Road, Mandel Way, and that's also got a cafe there as well.
Cool.
And one just opposite Florence Park in Cowley. So if you live close to any of those ones, please do just pop by and see what we've got on offer.
That's brilliant. And the fact that you offer practical experience, that must help people get back into the workplace.
Yeah, exactly. And build people's confidence before they're ready to get more solid work as well.
That's great. So what are the main values that Restore hold onto?
The most important thing is that we believe that every single person has the capacity to recover from mental health problems. And also that every single person, whatever they may be going through in life, has really valuable skills, really valuable attributes, and they all have the possibility to make a valuable contribution to the community. And we just help people to realise these wonderful skills that they have and to utilise those. So we don't focus on somebody's illness. We focus on what people can do.
Yeah.
And that's the values that we go by.
It must be nice to see some people may have perceptions about people who suffer from mental health that they might be a drain on the community. And it's lovely to see that you're showing the opposite,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why our cafe, for example, it's on Cowley Road if you're there. It's a beautiful, beautiful garden. You wouldn't know you were on Cowley Road. It's like a little oasis. And most people who go in don't realise that it's being run by people with mental health problems because obviously people with mental health problems are exactly the same as you or I. And so when people find that out, it just helps to kind of tap away at that stigma that's there that you might be abnormal in some way, the mental health problem, which is completely obviously untrue.
Yeah.
So yeah, just little things like that. And through our community events, we're slowly tapping away at that really harmful stigma that's there with mental health.
Speaking of community events, you've got an event on this Saturday.
We do, yes, in the garden. I'm really, really excited about it because, as I said, our garden is such a beautiful place. There's all these gorgeous little nooks and crannies. We've got little willow domes and beautiful mosaic bench. It's just the perfect place to hold a festival. And we've finally been able to do that. And it's happening this Saturday. It's called In the Garden. It's Saturday the 1st of August, 5:30 p.m. till late. And we've got an amazing lineup of bands, including Blue in a Sense, Brightworks, Family Machine, Julia Mayer, Dave Oakes and Friends, and Huck and the Zander Band are headlining for us.
Brilliant.
So these are bands that suit all music tastes. We've also got storytelling, crafts. We're doing what we can to challenge stigma whilst we're there as well and raise awareness of mental health. We've got a gourmet barbecue, which I'm most excited for.
Yeah.
It's a chef who, his stuff is incredible. It's like the stuff that you see on MasterChef.
Wow.
Like asparagus ice cream and all this incredible stuff that you just, like, you imagine, like, Heston Blumenthal will come up with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's really kindly offering his skills for us for free.
Wow.
And he's doing some jerk chicken, some pulled pork and aubergine steaks, which
nice.
I can't wait to get my hands on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all kicking off.
Oh, that sounds great. So is that the chef from Smoke and Thyme?
Exactly, yes. Jack Greenhill from Smoke and Thyme. And later on, from September, he's actually partnering with us. We're going to have a pop-up restaurant in our cafe once a month. Which is really exciting.
That's really exciting. Yeah. That sounds great. So is that an opportunity for the people who work at the cafe to work with him? And
maybe? We're hoping in the future. At the moment, it'll just be him kind of showing off his skills. It's really great. It's pay what you want. And you come in, it's a chance for him to try out new different things for his menus and for you to get to try some pretty incredible food. And it's all happening in our cafe. So that'll be in September.
Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. Going back to the event on Saturday, are you having a quiz?
We are having a quiz, yes. It's garden themed, and we'll be handing that out to people if they'd like to enter. And the winner gets a voucher from Joe Austin's, the florist on Cali Road, who very kindly donated it. So there's a nice incentive there to try your hardest. And we will be monitoring people for smartphone usage.
As a warning.
Yes.
So gardening enthusiasts, be prepared
for
the quiz. I read on your website that you have a fire pit.
We do.
I was very excited about this.
I'm really excited about it. Lots of risk assessments involved. Yeah. But we've got a fire pit and we've got little toasting kits that we'll be selling so you can roast your own marshmallows. And that'll be happening from sunset. And I've even got some magical things to make it look a bit more magical. So you'll have to come along and find out what that means.
Sounds very exciting. How can people get tickets?
If you go to We Got Tickets and type in the garden, that will come up there. So it's cheaper to buy it in advance, £7 in advance versus £9 on the door. We will have tickets on the door, but as I said, it's cheaper. Or if you go to our website, restore.org.uk/events, there's a link there that you can click on.
Brilliant. Everything that Restore does sounds brilliant and really beneficial to the community. What advice would you give people who want to get involved with what Restore do as a volunteer?
As a volunteer, we could not do the work that we do without our incredible volunteers. Honestly, they ensure that the charity just keeps going round. If you are interested in volunteering, that's wonderful. Firstly, go onto our website, restore.org.uk/volunteer, and you can read and find out a lot more about volunteering. But roles include helping in our recovery groups, which is really fun. Like, you get to basically do all the funnest things, like doing the garden, the cooking, making crafts, but at the same time, supporting people in their recovery. So we give you lots of training for that. It's, even if you've never had any experience supporting people with mental health problems before, it might be a little bit daunting at first if you don't have that experience or that knowledge. It's no problem at all. We help you every step of the way, give you all the training, full supervisions to do that. Or other things that you can get involved with are coaching. That's about one hour a week where we give you lots of training beforehand and you support somebody to achieve a goal, which is usually to get into employment or volunteering. So help them to apply for jobs, work on their CV, fill in application forms and look for those opportunities, which is incredibly rewarding because you can see a real end goal towards that. And of course, helping with our event, helping at things like In the Garden. We've also got Elder Stubbs Festival coming up on the 15th of August.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a really large festival happening. It's just opposite Florence Park in a 9-acre allotment site.
Wow.
So it should be, it's so much fun. It's the 24th year we've done it now. We normally get about 3,000 people come in the community, so it's a very large event. And it's always so quirky and wonderful, as you can imagine, an allotment site. Around the orchards, and we've got lots of random wooden dinosaurs poking around. You'll see what I mean when you go there. Belly dancing workshops, pony riding, Tai Chi workshops, loads of fantastic local bands playing, community stalls, craft stalls, like just everything you can imagine. It's just such an exciting event each year. And please come along. And if you'd like to volunteer, please get in touch, because as you can imagine, with 3,000 attendees, we need a lot of support getting it up and ready.
When's that again?
Sorry? That's the 15th of August. That's Saturday in a couple of weeks, I think now. Yeah. Ah, scary. from 12 till 6. Mm-hmm. That's at Elder Stubbs Allotment, which is opposite Florence Park in Cowley.
Do you have to buy a ticket? Or?
Buy tickets on the door. It's £5 or £2.50 for concessions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What other events have you got to plan for the future?
Well, if you live in Didcot, then don't worry, you don't have to miss out on our events. We have another festival coming up, the Autumn Fair. That's at our Fleet Meadow Recovery Group, which is a gorgeous community gardens, open to the public all the time. So if you are in Fleet Meadow, do pop by. We'll have a bouncy castle and face painting, kids' activities, all the fun things you expect at a family affair. And again, all the profits go directly to Restore to help our services. And that will be on the 6th of September, which is also a Saturday. So it might be the 5th, apologies. The 5th of September on a Saturday from 11:30 a.m.
Great. So what are the aims of Restore for the future?
We're starting some new exciting projects. So one of the things that we're looking at is how to kind of support people with less severe mental health problems. We're starting up something called a recovery college. It's supporting people in a more educative way. The whole thing is being organised both with staff but also people with lived experience of mental health problems. They're working together to create college courses. And these are courses that whatever they feel is the most helpful for them. So things such as how to manage your symptoms of schizophrenia, how to get work and how to manage your mental health problem in the workplace, or even things like basic English or math skills if they feel that would be the most vital thing for them.
Yeah.
And it's open to anybody with a mental health problem. We're going to start in October. It'll be across the whole of Oxfordshire. So that's really, really exciting. It's kind of helping our services to reach out to as many people as possible, people who might not feel that they want to use our full service but would still like to kind of learn the tools to their recovery.
Yeah. So how can people access these classes and your full services if they feel like they need them?
If you're interested in the Recovery College, we'll have a website up and running soon. It will be called the Oxfordshire Recovery College. So just keep on Googling that and the website will be up soon. I think it'll be oxfordshirerecoverycollege.org, but just keep Googling. To access Restore in general, go to our website, restore.org.uk, and we have a referral form there. You don't have to have a diagnosis. You don't have to have a referral from a GP. You can refer yourself. And we'll just invite you in for a little short meeting where it's a group discussion where we tell you all about the services of Restore, what we can offer you. And then we have a little short individual assessment, nothing scary, just to talk about what you'd like to get from our services, how we can help you, and we'll find the right placement for you. And if we feel that maybe Restore isn't the right place, then we'll show you other places that would be able to help you. And it's a really warm, welcoming environment. No one should ever feel intimidated coming in. Everyone's kind and welcoming. Cups of tea will be offered. There are plenty. So yeah, don't feel shy about it. Just fill in a form or give us a call. Our number's on the website. And just come in and see if it's the right place for you.
Well, I'm very impressed with all the work Restore is doing, and you. I hope the event on Saturday is excellent.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's going to be great.
I hope to see you there.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you.